joining us right now on the phone. It is UFC fighter Chad Mendes. Chad, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. Thanks for coming on, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You know, first question for you. This happened a week ago, and you haven't really talked about it at all. We appreciate you coming on with us to talk about it, but why take the week? What was your thought process in kind of cooling out for a while?
Man, I mean, this whole situation has been pretty tough. It's you know, not anything that I enjoy, but man, I honestly haven't said anything in the media or talked about it, just because, you know, I know everyone on my side knows that no matter what I say, you know, the people that are going to hate and the people who are going to talk trash and all that, they're going to do it no matter what. I mean, I could get a doctor from Johns Hopkins to come in and scientifically prove that, you know, it was a complete accident, and these guys are still going to talk. So, you know, I was just like, I'm going to step back and just kind of live my life here for a little bit and just kind of let things cool down before I talk about it. So it's been rough, man. You get a lot of ignorant people leaving comments on all your photos and, you know, people in the media writing stuff that isn't true. And, you know, headlines come out and then people believe whatever they read. So, you know, I just felt it was time for me to try to clear stuff up as much as I can anyways, and put all those rumors and stuff to rest. So,
okay. Well, and Chad, in this environment, the sports environment, not just in MMA, but, you know, football, baseball, especially, you hear something about PEDs or failing a test, whatever it may be, and it's automatic cynicism from anyone. Yeah, you're saying it didn't happen, or this or somebody put something in a milkshake, and yeah, right. So, you know, in your words, just honestly, what happened and what made you test positive for this?
Well, I mean, you said what it was. It was a GHRP-6 is what it was. And, I mean, before all this stuff came out, I had no idea what the hell that stuff was. You know, when my test results came back and they told me that's what I had tested positive for, I was like, I don't even know what that is. So I started doing a bunch of research. And, you know, I mean, one thing I want to clear up to a lot of people that are calling me, quote unquote, roid head and like juice head and stuff like that. This isn't even a steroid. It's a peptide. And, you know, this is used for, I mean, a lot of people use it for skin treatments. It's basically an anti-aging type peptide. And, I mean, basically what I was using it for was, I mean, I've suffered from plaque psoriasis my entire life. I mean, I have it all over my shins. My entire scalp is covered in it. It's all over my ears. I get a big patch of it on my side. And, I mean, I've had that since I can even remember, you know. And, you know, I remember as a little kid, like, trying to get on the wrestling mat, and, you know, I'd have it, and people would be like, oh, you have a giant ringworm. I'm not wrestling you. You know, it's something I've been, like, dealing with my entire life, you know. Even trying to grapple with people on the mats and stuff like that, people are freaked out because sometimes it gets super red and inflamed and just looks god-awful. And they think it's contagious, and they don't want to touch me. And it's like, dude, it's not contagious, I promise. You know, my scalp, you know, I can't wear a black shirt. It looks like I'm, you know, snowing all over my shoulders. It's pretty disgusting and embarrassing. You know, my fiance hates it. And it's itchy all the damn time. And, you know, I've tried going and seeing specialists, and, you know, there's a couple options that I can do with them. And it's like, take a pill, which is god-awful for your liver and just tears your stomach up. There's ointments and creams that they've given me, but those like destroy my immune system. They, you know, so I'm training two or three times a day through a training camp. You know, if I'm putting this stuff on at night before bed or something, you know, I can't be getting sick throughout my training camp. I can't be, you know, getting sick right before a fight. It's just not an option, you know, so can't use those. And then they've talked about giving me one of the shots. And so I've done research on that as well. And that also is like super bad on your liver. You know, my uncle, actually, I get it from him. It's hereditary. And, he's done a bunch of research on all that stuff too. And he's like, dude, I wouldn't even touch any of that stuff. It's just not worth it. So my whole life, it's always the holistic, you know, people always like, oh, I see you have eczema or psoriasis, you know, try this, you know, this oil is great, or this lotion or this cream, or, you know, and I've always been like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I'll try it, you know, and there's some stuff that somewhat helps and some of it that doesn't do anything at all. But, you know, there's never been anything that's just completely taken it away. And, you know, I just have never, my entire life, I've always just accepted and put it on, not thinking about anything. And this was one of the cases that had something in it that was on the USADA quote-unquote banned list. And, you know, my situation was just kind of bad luck, I feel. But ultimately, you know, I broke the rules. Did I use it? Of course. You know, I didn't try going to USADA and making up some BS story and trying to lie my way out of it. I just, you know, after testing positive, I went back and looked through all my supplements. You know, the only, like, athletic supplements that I take are the Mountain Ops supplements, and those are all certified and clean, so it wasn't any of those. I talked with all those guys, and the only other thing at the time that I had started using new was the lotion, and so I started looking and reading all the ingredients, and sure enough, on there, GHRP6 was one of the damn ingredients. So I just called my manager, like, look, this is it. We called USADA, and was like, he's, you know, it was what was in the lotion that he was using for his skin. And they're like, all right, well, I mean, we, you know, whether it's intentional or not, you know, that's breaking the rules. So we're going to have to suspend you. And, you know, like I said, I didn't try making some BS thing up and lying about it. I just basically said, all right, I mean, I broke the rules. Whether it was intentional or not, it's still breaking the rules. And, you know, I told them I don't expect any special treatment. Like, you know, USADA's come into the sport, and they've been doing a great job, in my opinion. I mean, they're cleaning it up. They're catching guys that are, you know, taking steroids and you know, getting in there and fighting while taking them. And, you know, it's something that I feel has need to happen from a long time ago. And, you know, it's doing, I mean, everyone's seeing what's going on. So it's just kind of crappy on my part. I mean, a peptide, and I didn't have a fight scheduled. I wasn't training. I told the media, I told the UFC after my last fight that I was going to take this entire year off. You know, if anyone that's been following me, you know, would know that I've been pouring my heart and soul into my new business, Fins and Feathers, and just putting all my time and energy into that. I mean, I wouldn't have any reason to be trying to take anything. You know, I wasn't preparing for anyone or didn't have anything in the horizon, so it, you know, that just wouldn't make sense. But like I said, all in all, it doesn't really matter. You know, that was a substance that was on the banned list, and I used it. So I mean, it is what it is. I guess
mixed martial artist Chad Mendez with us on KHDK, making his first public words, I suppose, since his suspension. So, Chad, I mean, it sounds like there's a very legitimate reason that you're dealing with this substance. My question to you is, do you know, like, what exactly, in the eyes of the USADA, what are the performance-enhancing properties of this peptide? Why is it banned in the first place?
I don't know. So I did try to do a bunch of research and, like, called people and just try to find stuff out about it. And then everything that I've found on it, you know, they say there's little to no performance enhancing properties to it at all. But I think whenever you take it, there's people that actually take it with steroids and it supposedly enhances it, is what everyone's been telling me. So, I mean, I've been tested more than anybody on our team. I mean, I've been tested, I think, 6 times by USADA, or randomly tested. And I mean, they tested me, I don't know the exact dates, but it was like a couple weeks before they tested me, and that's the one that flagged. And then they came back the week after that flagged and tested me again. They did all the extensive, and you know, I took 4 vials of blood and did the urine again. And you know, I just got all that back. That was all clean. And it's like, wouldn't that show that? I mean, I wasn't taking anything else. There was no.
Wasn't like you were using
no reason
it as
to
a
use
masking
them
agent
to, with yeah. something else, yeah.
Exactly, and so I don't know. I feel like there probably was some grounds to possibly fight it, but like I said, in my opinion, it's kind. I mean, it's embarrassing to me, honestly. This is another reason why I haven't talked about it. This is super embarrassing to me. I've always been the type of guy that's worked my butt off, you know, and trained hard and done things the right way, and for, you know, this to come out and now be labeled the quote unquote juice head. It's embarrassing, man. I'm embarrassed for my family, for all my sponsors, my friends, like my true fans. Like, I don't ever want to be labeled a guy that's cheating and taking steroids. And now I'm put in that class because of this whole situation. And so, I mean, it really is embarrassing to me. So I don't know. I just, I've been trying to kind of avoid it, I guess, in my own sense. But, I mean, it's something I feel like needs to get out because of, I don't know, I feel like I owe it to my true fans and all my family members and everyone that's been hitting me up. And, you know, everyone's just asking questions, and I just feel horrible for them. But, I mean, that's, I guess, just the situation.
I mean, it's tough, Chad, and it sounds like you've kind of come to terms with the fact that you're taking the accountability route on this one, whether, you know, you think it was rightful or not. So this next question is probably kind of tough from your position to answer objectively, and I don't know, frankly, that we want you to answer it objectively, but is 2 years a little bit too long?
I mean, like I said, this is a tough situation. I told them I don't expect any special treatment. Like, this is me breaking the rules, whether it was intentional or not. It's still, you know, if I get pulled over by a cop and I'm speeding and I'm like, sorry, officer, I didn't know that the speed limit was 55. You know, it's not going to work. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't make sense. So I'm not going to go to these guys and be like, well, I just didn't know, so you better take some time off. It, you know, I don't expect that. It sounds stupid. And so I didn't, you know, do that. But I mean, 2 years is a long time, especially in this sport, especially for, you know, a first time offender, and especially over, you know, something that's not a steroid. I don't know. It's a tough situation. Like I said, there's rules, they're set in place, you know, and I think USADA is doing a great job on that. And, you know, I can't be the one to break a rule and then be like, well, I want special treatment because this and this, you know. So I don't know. It's just tough.
Chad Mendez joining us this morning on the Drive on KHDK. Now, Chad, a 2-year suspension. I know that this is all very new and you're likely still trying to wrap your head around everything that has happened. But what will the next 2 years look like for you?
Well, I mean, in all actuality, I'm not in a bad position. I mean, like I said, if anyone's been following me on my social media, like, I started a business called Fins and Feathers. It's a celebrity hunt service. And we've been going fishing and hunting with clients.
You hunt celebrities, Chad?
What, is this like a strange Pokemon Go thing?
Robert Downey Jr. is in the corner.
The world's most dangerous game.
Yeah. Dave, we need you on there.
Okay, so you're doing that. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the business is taking off. It's doing well. Like I said, I've been pouring my heart and soul into this and absolutely love it. I mean, anyone that follows me and is a true fan knows that I'm a huge outdoorsman. I love hunting. I love fishing, just being in the outdoors. So this is something that outside of fighting, I absolutely love. So, you know, I have this for me right now, and I'm going to continue to just keep pouring my heart and soul into it, putting all my time and effort into it. And, you know, I'm going to keep training and stay in shape and keep everything sharp for, you know, honestly, 2 years is a long time, but I feel like at least the last few years, time has been flying by. So, you know, the 2 years, in my opinion, is going to go by quick. I'm going to get all this business up and running and set, and then we can jump back in there, and I'm going to get after whoever has that title and work my way up back up and get that belt.
Chad, I will admit it. I did not know that you were a hunting and fishing enthusiast. And so now here's the most important question of the entire interview from a selfish perspective. Dave and I have been talking about it. I grew up fishing. Absolutely love it. I don't know where to fish in Sacramento.
Oh, nice.
That's what I need to know.
Chad's been talking about taking me fishing for about 7 years now. So I don't know about this.
I told you I'll take you. The salmon are just now starting to run. They come up the river from the ocean to spawn. So I'm actually going out this weekend, but it's still super slow right now. Usually mid-August is whenever maybe mid to end August is when the big schools start coming up. So whenever they start coming up, I'll let Dave know. And
all right.
Fishing.
And then Chad,
I'll get my fishing vest out. I have all my gear.
See, we'll catch
I'm excited.
Him. Just a warning that we'll catch him. Chad likes to fish with a bow and arrow, and then he'll catch him. He'll just start eating them right on the boat.
Oh, yeah. We'll do some sushi up right there.
Yeah.
Fresh sushi.
Chad, real quick, I want to put this out there, too. I want to get into something real quick because we have a couple minutes.
Yep.
But number one, and I'm just asking you this because we're in front of everyone right now, just straight up, have you ever knowingly put anything illegal in your body?
I haven't, man. I have not. And I pride myself on being the type of guy that works hard. I mean, I've been wrestling since I was 5 years old. And, you know, never taken a year off. You know, I've grown up seeing all my buddies that, you know, are out partying and stuff like that. And I'm the one that's dedicated that didn't. You know, I'm at home, you know, either doing my homework and then going for a long run after 2 days of practicing and a full day of school, you know, straight into college, doing the same thing, you know, getting up at 5 a.m. and going to the track and running sprints when it's cold as hell out, and going to class all day and then coming back and doing a 2-hour wrestling practice, and then running again in the evening. Like, that was my life. That's been my life, my entire life. And, you know, I've always been the guy that's pushed myself and worked hard for it. You know, I don't want to be labeled the type of guy that's a cheater and that's trying to take shortcuts and, you know, trying to take the easy way out, because it's not what I do. I'm working my ass off and, you know, trying to get after it. Sorry, I cussed. My bad.
You're okay. That's an okay word here.
I think you were fine there. It's the other words we talked about last night we can't say. and the other thing, Chad, too, because you make a good point. I think a lot of people automatically think this, and I want to kind of run through this with you. You know, that you hear an athlete, they see you, Chad, you got 300,000 Twitter followers, you're on national TV, you're a superstar, you have a limo driver and a Bentley, and you know, and then you can look this up, and I'm not putting Chad on the spot here, anybody can Google this. For example, at UFC 189, just on base pay alone, both Chad and Conor McGregor each made $500,000. So people see that and they go, hey, hold on there, rich athlete, why don't you have a list of trainers that are checking every single thing that could possibly go into your body? Now, this is something
or on your body,
or on your body. Yeah. Now, this is something I don't think a lot of people really understand about fighters. Chad, let's bring it down to $100,000. All right, you make $100,000 for a fight, and maybe fight three times a year. So, out of that $100,000, go ahead, Chad.
Well, before we even get in that, I want to touch on the first thing you're talking about. Like, you're right. People see us as quote unquote superstars. Like we're Brad Pitts and have, you know, everything done for us and handed to us. And it's not true. I mean, the only difference between us and the fans that are watching us and leaving comments on our Instagram and Twitter and social media is that we're stupid enough to get into the octagon and fight another human being. That's the only difference. Like, I go to the grocery store. I buy my own groceries. Like, I cook my own dinners at night, wash my own laundry. You know, I pay my own bills. You know, put the envelopes in the mailbox. Like, I do all the normal stuff that everybody else does in life. The only difference is you guys see me on TV punching someone. That's it. And, you know, there's a lot of people that make just as much, if not more money than us, working in an office, you know? And so, you know, say I get $100,000 for a fight. I mean, right off the bat, 10% of it goes to management. Mm-hmm. About 12 to 15% goes to trainers that you split it up with. And then we're usually in the highest tax bracket. That's about 42% or 43%, you know, so that's most of the purse gone right there. You know, and we try to find write-offs and stuff, since we're independent contractors, that we can try to, you know, write things off. So, you know, I say I make $100,000 the night of the fight, you know, I usually end up walking away with about 40 grand of it. So you know, people see, you know, he's made $100,000. He's rich. And it's like, no, I didn't make $100,000. I made about $40,000 to go in there and fight another human being to the death. You know, it's like, it's a tough way to make money.
Well, and then that brings up kind of my next point as we wrap up with Chad Mendez. You've been very open about everything you're going through right now. And I know that you're very close with your family and, you know, family your own and all that. When you get off this suspension, you'll be 33 years old. Now, you said, hey, I'm going to come back and do this and do that and get that strap. But my question to you is this. Is there any part of your brain that's thinking, you know, I got stuff going on. I got a lot of time on my hands over the next year and a half, 2 years, and maybe my businesses take off. Maybe I get more into training others, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a possibility that 33 comes around and you say, you know what, I don't need to be concussed every other year. I'm done.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of my family members have been asking me the same thing. And I mean, I'm going to be honest, it's definitely something that's crossed my mind. But, you know, I don't know. I've been a competitor my entire life. Like I said, I started wrestling 5 years old and competed all the way up till now. You know, it's what I know. It's, you know, it's who I am. It's what I do. So even if I were to say right now, like, I'm done, I guarantee when 33 comes around and I'm getting that suspension taken off, the competitiveness inside me is going to take over, and, you know, I'm going to want to get back in there and fight. So, I mean, it is tough. I mean, this is a brutal sport, you know, and the older I get, the more I'm realizing it. You know, it's, I don't want to be 50 years old, you know, in a wheelchair, not able to talk because I'm, you know, out chasing money, getting punched in the face. But at the same time, you know, I do love to compete, and, you know, it's something that I absolutely love to do. So, we'll see. I just got to be smart. I'm going to, you know, I said from day one, when I got into fighting, like, you know, after college, I'm going to try this out. And if I'm good at it, then I'll continue doing it. You know, and if my body, if there's a time where my body's like, look, you're done, quit pushing through this, then I'll step back. I don't have an ego. I don't have a huge chip on my shoulder to try to prove something. Like, you know, I know I'm a badass. I know that I'm tough. Like, I can get in there and fight with the best of them. You know, I have nothing to prove in my mind other than trying to get after that belt. But, you know, it's definitely something I'm able to do. If it's time, it's time.
Well, Chad, you know, we took you all the way up to the top of the hour, skipped the last break. We got 20 seconds left in the show. But honestly, thank you for coming on. Mm-hmm. You know how I feel about you. Yeah. And good luck. I'm sure we'll be in touch. And we always have a spot for you on the radio.
And we're going to go fishing. Just want to reiterate that. We're going to go fishing.
Oh, we'll definitely go fishing. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully that clears some info up for my true fans anyways. I know the haters are still going to talk, but. You know, my true fans, my friend, my family, my friends, just kind of clear some stuff up with them. So
absolutely.
Thank you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Chad. Great job. That's Chad Mendez.